Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a program designed to encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. And here with a summary of today's chapter is Sandy Adams.
In Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, he had written to correct various problems in the church. The reaction to Paul's letter was mixed. Some repented, others resented. With those who repented, Paul rejoiced. But those who resented, Paul rebuked. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul attacks those who have falsely accused him. Paul's enemies had misinterpreted his meekness as weakness, but when he arrives, he proves he's no pushover. How dare they accuse him of walking in the flesh? His weapons were spiritual. You don't fight a nuclear war with conventional weapons, and neither do you fight a spiritual battle with carnal weapons. Programs, gimmicks, and manipulation are carnal weapons that do not work in the spiritual theater. Paul relied on the power of prayer, the Word of God, and the work of the Spirit to win his battles. Paul fought on the front lines of the mind. He aimed his artillery at attitudes and arguments that contradicted the values of God. He blew up false beliefs. Paul was not impressive in appearance. Tradition tells us he was short, bald, ugly, and may have spoken with a lisp. But he warns his critics not to judge a book by its cover. Paul was not about to compare himself with other ministers. What does it matter if his ministry is larger than the next guy? There's only one criteria for success in ministry. Simply put, does God approve of what I'm doing?
Chapter by Chapter is the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain, Georgia, and its pastor, Sandy Adams. If you would like a cassette of a complete study of today's chapter, contact us toll-free at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BY-CHAP. Or on the web, where you can listen again to today's chapter at calvarychapelstonemountain.com. Thanks for listening.